excessive speed on this road is and continues to be a major problem. And a few years ago, a speed and traffic survey conducted revealed that over 50,000 vehicles a week use this road. Now, there's an awful lot of delays as well for people coming from the Ballymote direction, with traffic build-ups at peak times. And this is also causing a further danger. And I think if the TII and the traffic enforcement agencies cannot slow the traffic down or make this safer, there has to be a roundabout put in place, because there are four roundabouts located between Castle Baldwin and Sligo Town on the N4, yet there's no roundabout between the Mayo border and Looney. So there has to be an urgency placed on putting in a roundabout for the safety of all the motorists that are using that junction at Clark's Bridge, both coming from the Sligo side and coming from the Tubbocurry side, before there is a fatality.
You highlighted the need for a roundabout there just at the junction, Councillor, and when compared with the N4, as you say, four located there between Sligo Town and Castle Baldwin, yet none between Tubbocurry, Killooney and the Mayo border. With the junction noted as one of a number of black spots along the N17 where road safety issues, it's paramount really that something is done here.
Yes, a matter of urgency. When you see excessive traffic record and numbers of over 50,000 vehicles a week, this is the main road from the north of Donegal down to the south of Ireland. And, you know, many people have reported to me during the recent local election that there have been so many near misses here. People are afraid to put their lives in danger to shoot out because of traffic coming from the Tubbocurry direction. We have to be extraordinarily vigilant and very, very quick to get out onto the N17 road. Now, what has happened there with the large build-up of traffic peak times, traffic are using alternative routes. They're coming out onto the 55044 further up near Ballinacaro, and they're also going out onto the N4 road at Knockmina, which is another road that has, I have highlighted with Sligo County Council. So until they do something with this, other roads that are not fit for purpose are going to suffer huge volumes of traffic. But I don't want to see a fatality on this. I don't want to see an accident.